The Trade Winds organization is celebrating 50 years of helping special needs adults become self-sufficient through a number of job training programs and residential living options. On this day, the ASIR Foundation students are visiting the Maryville location. The ASIR Foundation exposes teens to businesses and careers with the hope that they will find a future career.
I saw the shallow side of things, like, oh, you get to save animals and make people happy, but it's really hard work, and like, when you do hard work, you appreciate the outcome even more.
For some of the students, this visit has them thinking about careers in social service.
Most definitely, you know, I could definitely see myself working with people with disabilities, you know, being a social worker. My mom's a social worker, as a matter of fact, so I would love to, you know, go into something that she does as well.
There have also been other trips to visit entrepreneurs. Board members say the ASIR Foundation is doing good work.
Most high schools will teach you the curriculum, the basics that you need. But what we do is we try to show them opportunity and creativity, innovation, and creative thinking process that most high schools don't have the time, energy, or the funds to teach these kids. And also, what we do is we provide them an opportunity to see how other people have made it. For example, many of the kids we deal with are African American, so we take them to African American businesses. Great example is we took them to Detroit Chassis last year. It's a for African American owned business, and they were originally from Gary.
It was a blessing by God, because I wasn't able to see it until later in life, but I did get a chance to see it. And so for them to have it now, it starts the wheels turning to see that they can, to see that what the possibilities are, to get a chance to build a vocabulary of success outside of what they might live in, the environment they might live in on a day-to-day basis.
Provides them with an opportunity to see the world a little differently, to experience some things maybe that they wouldn't have a chance. I mean, we take kids that are probably the top of their class, but need that extra push, to give them the opportunity to see the world a little differently, see where they can go, what they can do with their talents. A lot of times, you know, they have the talent, but they don't have anybody behind them. We try to be the people behind them that can help them, push them up to that next level.
Students say the ASIR program has put them on the right path.
We went to the newspaper plant, and I think that was in Munster, so I think that was the Times. And so it was just very interesting, because that helped me out, because that could be something one day that I want to do, because, you know, I want to go into computer engineering, and computers obviously has to be a big part of today's, the newspaper and everything how it works. So it's very exciting, because they get you, like I said, they get your feet wet with a lot of different stuff. You travel a lot of different places. You just do things that you normally wouldn't be able to do. A normal 17-year-old would not be able to do.
In Maryville, Stephen Lattimore, Lakeshore Public Radio.